Most people don't even make a resolution anymore. Why? Because they've made them from years and years and years, and they know they're not gonna follow through. So after a while, who wants to disappoint yourself? Who wants to be upset with yourself? Why even bother to set a new standard for this year? You know it's gonna be the same as last year.
Many of us don't act because we want other people's approval. We want everybody to like us and to accept us. And that's not possible. Many of us don't do the things that we want to do and don't act because of lack of self-confidence. We don't believe enough in ourselves.
There's no denying that inside of you, the only thing that's going to make you happy in the year ahead and the decades ahead is going to be having you have an experience where on a regular basis, you feel like your life is making progress. So it's got to be a vision that's compelling. Something that you know it's going to be a gift to make sure that it happens.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. And so I started working to develop myself. He said, I want you to practice every day being a disc jockey. I said, but I don't have any job now. He said, it doesn't matter. He said that it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
No excuse that if you decided that you want to do this, if it becomes hard, then do it hard. If it's difficult, so what?
Beginning of a year, we have this tradition, but it goes beyond tradition. It's something inside of us that makes us want to make things better. And I think part of it is the calendar gives us this idea that we could have a fresh start, that we could start from fresh and have this great victory. And it's really, the calendar itself is quite arbitrary. It's wonderful to use it, but if you didn't use it effectively, let's use the calendar to serve you today. Let's just see, what does it really take to make this thing happen? Because there's no denying that inside of you, the only thing that's gonna make you happy in the year ahead and the decades ahead is gonna be having you have an experience where on a regular basis, you feel like your life is making progress.
Just think, what would your life be like if you decided to keep your commitments? It is important in the area of motivating yourself, it's important to know why you're doing it. Because that mind will say, why bother? Why go through all this? This is too hard. No, throw in the towel. It's not worth it.
If you make the changes in yourself, you're gonna be proud this year, and no amount of money or accolades from other people can mirror the feeling of being proud of knowing you've taken back control of your life or you've taken a great life to another level. Because once you do that, you have something you can give other people, whether it be your kids or your friends or your family. And ultimately, that's what life's about.
The one commodity that is most valuable on this earth is time. Time to love, time to live. From the moment the human body is born, it begins dying. I don't think you quite caught that. Let me say it again. From the moment the human body is born, it begins dying. Some happen faster, some happen slower. Some of us.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Help them go faster, and some of them prevent it from happening sooner than later. Coach Height coming to you live on the field of life. How many seconds, how many minutes do we waste every day doing things that are nowhere near the goals and aspirations and passions that we have inside. How many times do you go through the course of a day and realize, did I do anything I set out to do today? Write down those goals each and every day. No matter if it's 2 goals a day, if you can accomplish those, then you're doing more than just making it through the day. You are living and achieving your dreams. You know, as inspirational speakers, we don't want to just talk to you. We want to live that as well. I've done that in my life as well. Find time to better yourself, read, explore, research, live life, do things you've never thought of doing before. That's what it's all about. When you're born, that's that date that they put on the left side of the tombstone. When you die, they put another date on the right side of the tombstone. But that dash in the middle is the most important thing on that tombstone. That is a line that throughout that entire time frame, you were able to impact and touch others' lives. You were able to leave your mark on this earth. You were able to build a legacy that nobody could change. You were able to have it to where people remembered who you are no matter what. When you're living for that dash in the middle, you're gonna remember your why. Your why you're here. Not the why did you do something. Your why, your reason for getting up in the morning, your reason for pushing yourself past the brink of exertion and giving up. Your reason for moving on and getting things done in life. That dash in the middle, that's the thing that pushes you. Just stop for a second. Write down your why. What are you doing this for in life? If your why doesn't make you cry, then that's not your why. Again, if your why doesn't make you cry, then that's not your why. Your why should be something so big that it moves your family tree. Your why should be something so big that it changes the whole outlook on how things are with you and your home, your family, your religion, your purpose. Think about your passion. Think about your opportunities. And that's how you find your purpose. OPP. When that why meets up with your passion, your opportunity, your purpose, then you'll find out. The most important day in your life is the day you remember why you were born.